Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Welcome back to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Therapy. And today I'm going to be talking about toxic productivity, mainly what beliefs drive it, and how those beliefs are actually very much influenced by the predominant narrative that we are living in currently of capitalism. Also, I want to touch upon the overlap between toxic productivity and high-functioning anxiety. So stick around if any one of those topics are something that you want to learn more about. And maybe you are one of those people who have those beliefs about themselves, and you might already be brave enough to admit it to yourself. So let me know when you hear what I have to say, if that resonates, if those are the beliefs that you've been locating within yourself as well. I have posted them on my Instagram page in various posts, and people have been connecting and really naming what their favorite beliefs, quote unquote, they've been struggling with when it comes to toxic productivity and high function anxiety. And of course, it's all in the name of helping you and myself and all of my clients to start unwinding those beliefs, to start building new beliefs, embodying such beliefs that allows us to live a life at a pace that really we are happy with. Maybe not every day will be a slow, luxurious self-care day. And at the same time, I have a strong belief around this. I believe that we can and we should sprinkle self-care through and not get consumed by the pride of hustling around the clock, which is glorified in our country and United States of America and in capitalism overall. And that's something I'm going to be touching upon in just a little bit. But just to give you a bit of a background on why I'm shifting my content to talk about those topics is that in my work with female entrepreneurs primarily struggling with anxiety, I have found that we can talk about nervous system regulation and self-hypnosis and hypnotherapy all we want, and they might get inspired and really see the transformation that is possible for themselves if they do apply those tools. And that is a big if, where a lot of them have been stumbling over the roadblocks of their own beliefs and just reality, meaning time constraints, and all of the plans that they have set out themselves to do. So I realized that I need to dig deeper and see what is the context that we're living in that is influencing us so deeply and on such a profound level that we internalize certain narratives and values that not necessarily ours, but are absorbed by us via the osmosis. And there is no judgment around that for me. It's more so there is a drive for me to understand why it is happening, why we are so invested to work around the clock. And the more I delve into it, the more I come to agree with the very first sentence in the book that really gave me a lot of the language that I'm using right now to talk about this. And it's the book by Tamu Thomas called Woman Who Work Too Much. And she starts off by saying that It's not your fault. Meaning that the fact that we are so sucked into this constant productivity that to the point of feeling guilty when we take the time off, or to the point of feeling guilty for taking it off. There's so many layers to it. It's not really something that is natural to us. On the one hand, it could have been passed down from the family that we've been born to, we're born to, and its values of perhaps hard work, ambition, just going, 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 which of course has a lot of benefits to it. We need to be motivated to improve our lives. But at the same time, we really are existing in a context of the society that is driven by values that ultimately are that force behind a lot of our beliefs and our personal values, whether we realize it or not. And I believe that there is a lot of power in coming to awakening around those values and which ones of them are really ours, and what about those that we have had to adopt because of our desire to survive and thrive ultimately. I believe that there is a lot of freedom we can derive from just that awareness alone that we can apply in moment by moment daily living when we up against our pattern of not being able to take a break and watching our mind and what it says in that moment, really dropping through to feeling into those beliefs and being more informed in terms of what kind of choice we're going to make now. And I'm not saying that at all times you have to take that break. I very much one of those people who have the timer for a 20 seconds break every 20 minutes, but sometimes I'm so into writing, let's say, freebie that I'm creating now or a post that I decided to skip it. I just know at the same time that there's only that many of them I can skip and not hurt as a result of that. But if it's something that you, let's say, do routinely and you don't allow yourself to take a breath and take a sip of water even and just go to pee, you know, I'm so guilty of that. I'm like waiting to the last moment until like my bladder cannot take it anymore because I just need to type this one more word in that email. Seriously, we need to work with that feeling of constantly feeling rushed. And it takes more than nervous system regulation tools alone, even though they are extremely powerful, for us to actually allow ourselves to use them. We need to unwind those beliefs, or at least to come to their understanding so that we can see where we're coming from that, to the most constraints of being a living in a constant work mode that we are encouraged to get stuck in by our society. And it's up to us. We can't really wait for the society to change. It's up to us to really see it through and do something about it. So this is why I'm pivoting a lot of my content to talk about toxic productivity, because I can see how it is very much connected to high function anxiety. And in just a moment, a few of those, I'll be touching upon that, sharing about what kind of beliefs in terms of toxic productivity and high functioning anxiety do overlap. What those views are present in both of them, because it's very important to pinpoint the source of what we are thinking and feeling and really make sure that it's of our own making. But the reality is that we are living in the capitalist society, and it is very much inclined to perpetuate the conditions for toxic productivity. And let me just get straight to it, starting with definition for the toxic productivity that I have for you today. And let's see how it sit with you. Toxic productivity is the compulsive need to constantly work and be productive, often at the expense of our mental health, physical health as well, relationships, and overall well-being, sense of well-being. And overall, it stems from the belief that our value is directly tied to our productivity and achievements, which can easily lead us to overworking, burnout, and lack of balance in life. This kind of a toxic productivity mindset prioritizes output over quality of life. And it can perpetuate feelings of guilt, anxiety, and inadequacy when we are not working or achieving at all times. Just to think about the word output, is that it really applied to human beings normally, or we started off by using it a lot of times applying to machines, right? And in the capitalist society, we need to make lots of products and at the lowest cost possible. So we need to be working around the clock and make a lot of them. And that kind of a technological, economical, philosophical underpinning of our society ultimately applies the same set of values to us human beings. While we are definitely not machines, we are cyclical, we are nature itself, we are so much more than our achievements. There's that sense of wholeness that I believe a lot of us are yearning for, that underneath it all, that is so elusive when we are too busy running for the next thing. And again, it's not our fault. It's not your fault. I just have to reiterate that. Capitalism is definitely coming with a set of values and beliefs that we take in without even noticing. And it could be quite tricky to peel those layers off. And this is why I want to give you those beliefs that are driving toxic productivity that you can start perhaps noticing running your life without you realizing that. So here's going to be a list of those and with a little bit of an explanation for each one of them. And then I will talk about how capitalism is actually behind each one of those beliefs. So we can start with the belief of perfectionism and overcommitment in terms of toxic productivity. And if you are someone who's struggling with that, you know that you often feel the need to be perfect, and you can overcommit to tasks, leading you to constant work and stress, because overcommitting means that you are going over your capacity. If you go over your capacity long enough, yes, there's going to be some stress and overwork as a result of that. And of course, because we can be so driven to be perfect, we end up neglecting self-care and personal well-being. And of course, that affects our mental and physical health and the whole just sense of enjoyment and happiness in life. So that was the first one, perfectionism and overcommitment. And the second belief that drives toxic productivity is a fear of failure. And mind you, nobody likes quote unquote failure or making quote unquote mistakes. And they are inevitable, especially when you are running your own business, regardless of how many business coaching you have received and programs you have paid for. Still, it's a very much creative process that you learn as you go. And sometimes you have to burn your whole business and start anew. I know a few people who have done that and they're very vocal about it on Instagram. And for one of them that I'm thinking of right now, this is what she told me, that for her toxic productivity was definitely fueled by fear of failure, because every failure feels like it's just going to be the end of it all. And we can be so afraid of criticism and our reputation suffering along those ways, along those lines, that we can just push and push ourselves to suppress that fear instead of coming to terms with the fact that, yeah, we are students of life and running our own business. And it's okay to be there, regardless of what role you're in as you're doing that. Another belief that drives toxic productivity is the belief surrounding constant busyness. In my experience, the clients who experience toxic productivity tend to feel that need to stay busy and avoid anxious thoughts by doing that. And I'm definitely can count my them among those people, especially in the past. I'm very much aware of that tendency of my own at this time, because I'm actively working through it and helping others. But I'm sure most people can relate to at least this belief and this like feeling of having to just continuously be working, and ended up doing a lot of non-essential tasks just to maintain that sense of control and accomplishment. And for me, I feel like it's when I check my email just in between client sessions, and I really know deep inside that there is no need to do it. I can do it in the end of the day. There is nothing really that much of urgent. People who need to reschedule with me ASAP usually have my number to be able to do so. But there is that need to just feel into every moment. And it allows us to feel more in control, but really just dysregulate our nervous system even more so, because we need just the times of stillness and not being stimulated by anything, especially our email, our inbox. And of course, the next belief really is connected to this belief of constant busyness. And this belief is all about our inability to rest, having a really hard time allowing ourselves to rest. This is something that I already mentioned in the very beginning of this episode, something that I'm very familiar with. It's very difficult with people, women struggling with toxic productivity, to allow themselves for even just small kind of breaks. We can feel guilty or anxious about not being productive. And again, we end up continuously working without rest and recovery, forgetting that we are not machines. Hello? we need to snooze and rest and shut down, like at night when we're fully going to our totally different state of mind of dreaming and in our imagination. We're all of that. We're not just our jobs and productivity and output, but we forget, because we also can be very much invested into receiving validation through achievement. And while we might feel self-motivated and have a good amount of like self-esteem, but not really that much of a self-worth, which is something that is relying on what we feel about ourselves, regardless of our achievements. So the toxic productivity drives us to just seek that validation through achievements. So it becomes external validation. And again, we end up working excessively, reinforcing the cycle of anxiety in our work. And we also can be struggling with setting boundaries. That's another sign of toxic productivity or belief. Because we want to be perfect, we want that external validation. We have that need for being constantly busy. We're afraid of passing an opportunity of any sorts. So we take up on extra responsibilities, again, committing ourselves over beyond our capacity, and it ends up
an overwhelming workload, especially if we have a hard time setting boundaries. And in addition to everything else, actually, a difficulty setting boundaries, it is at the very much foundation of a lot of other beliefs, or more so, the difficulty setting boundaries mediates the rest of them. Because if we had a good sense of our capacity and our boundaries and how to set them, we would not seek validation through the external means as much. We would allow ourselves to rest. We would not be constantly busy, because we would be able to set boundaries first and foremost with the capitalism and its values and our fears, because a lot of times our fear is it driving us to the point of not allowing us to take even just like a minute break. This is why it started on Instagram posting those 1 minute meditation reels, because I know what it's like to go from being totally consumed by toxic productivity towards introducing self-care and slowing down gently, gradually back into your life. You don't have to start with a lot. It can just be 1 minute break. And lastly, just a couple more beliefs about toxic productivity. There is that imposter syndrome that is on a background a lot of times, because when we feel not truly capable or deserving of our success, we end up driving ourselves to work harder to prove our worth to ourselves a lot of times, and others, of course. Again, that external validation pops up, reinforcing those toxic productivity patterns. And imposter syndrome is a huge topic. We can talk about it in episodes to come. But if you are one of those people who are struggling with that, I totally relate. I can definitely tell you my own story with that. But feel free to send me a DM on Instagram and let me know if you want me to record a episode specifically about that and how to unwind that. And a couple more beliefs, they might sound already familiar because of something that I already shared just now. In terms of over responsibility, it's more so what we do and not so much as a belief, but it's also what happens when we don't have boundaries, overcommit ourselves, and we take upon other people's work and find ourselves just crumbling underneath it all. And that constant sense of urgency, which is a sign of toxic productivity, this is how you know. This that first of all, it's obviously that you might be in a difficult time. Like, there is a scarcity of resources, time, money in your life, and there is that sense of urgency that perks you up to get going with everything else. But if it really lingers and it stays and it becomes like just a lifestyle, then we gotta be really taking a look into that and realize that there is something more underneath it all than a temporary period of difficulty. Because that difficulty of slowing down will make it very difficult for us to enjoy free time. Like, take those breaks, but also just really make the time to spend with our people, with the things that we love to do. And all of those, and I'm going to leave a few of them out of here just not to overwhelm you, probably have already, it end up all resulting in emotional exhaustion, that kind of a cycle of anxiety and overwork. Of course, we're going to feel drained. Of course, we're going to feel unable to cope with daily demand, and it can push us all the way down into the total state of shutdown, which is kind of hard. Actually, it's not the right word. I don't want to say that it's hard to get out of it. It's trickier. And then let's say when we are still in just anxiety mode, when there's still energy to move that needs just to be channeled in the right way, when we drain and we're exhausted, that like we just drop through anxiety and we have a ride at a more of like a depression kind of state. And it can exacerbate itself, perpetuate itself just because of lack of motivation to do anything, makes us feel even worse about ourselves. And then again, we go back into that toxic productivity cycle, trying to prove ourselves our worth by doing more. Yeah, there's something to it. Maybe there's something again to explore at your own time about that intrinsic wholeness of yours, which in my world, and it's just a quick plug-in, side note in regards to my spirituality. I'm a Buddhist, so for me, I know that there is a Buddha nature underlying it all, and it gives me a lot of solace, the teachings, and reminds me about my wholeness and completeness and total worthiness, regardless of how much I do every day. It doesn't really stop me from being so invested in productivity that sometimes I have to rein myself back in too, but it really a great reminder of just releasing into that sense of being helmed, you know, underneath it all, your job, nothing that you do is really make who you are. And again, that's just me maybe preaching. Sorry for being a little preachy, but maybe that's something to explore on your own. So now let's talk briefly about how capitalism exacerbates all of those beliefs. For example, when it comes to perfectionism and overcommitment, capitalism promotes a culture of competition and perfectionism, of course, pushing us, I mean, women entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs in general, to overcommit to tasks to stay ahead. There is this pressure to constantly improve and outperform our competitors that exacerbates the drive for perfection, leading to us neglecting our self-care and personal well-being. And again, I just want to reiterate, it's not that I'm judging capitalism. This is the elephant in the room that we're dealing with. And I'm not telling let's go be social country right now, socialism. I just telling you this is the aquarium we are a fish in. So we need to understand how do we inhale those beliefs and let them drive us without us realizing where they're really coming from. And I do get mad on capitalism sometimes, so don't get me wrong. Maybe there is a little bit of judgment there sometimes. But either way, you know, the capitalism, that's what it does. It emphasizes profit, and profit is connected to success. And because we're so obsessed with that, the fear of failure is magnified as well. So women entrepreneurs can feel like this immense pressure to avoid mistake by any measure, resulting again in excessive hours of work and heightened anxiety. And in terms of being constantly busy, of course, it's pretty straightforward. Capitalism values productivity, and busyness is an indicator for success when it comes to capitalism. So, as a result of being in this culture, we feel compelled to stay constantly busy, even if it's just us scrolling our feed on our phone, to demonstrate our commitment and drive to just succeed and. But ending up in that trap again of toxic productivity when we do those non-essential tasks again to maintain the sense of control. And when it comes to taking breaks, capitalism focus on continuous growth. You know, it's like never-ending expansion, just like as economical philosophy and system, right? So we are absorb it, internalize it, and it makes up for us to. Makes us forget that human bodies and just psyches are not about continuous growth in that sense. Yes, we do want to be busy developing ourselves and do a lot of personal self work, but it comes in cycles and we can take time to assimilate and absorb and digest. Capitalism is not about assimilating and digesting, it's about powering through just. Going, going, and going. So, of course, it does not prioritize rest and recovery, which is we need so badly. And clearly, capitalism often ties self-work to achievement and financial success, which are like external indicators of happiness. And this is why we a lot of times seek validation through our business accomplishments, which again drives us to work excessively and reinforces the cycle of anxiety and overwork, even though we're all well aware that yes, having money and having success is great, but there is a certain point when it doesn't really make so much of a difference anymore. There's a bunch of psychological studies about it, how people, when they hit a certain level of income, their happiness levels don't really change much after that. So more money after a certain point does not mean more happiness, but we don't think about it because we live in a capitalist society that blurs the boundaries between work and personal life, speaking of having a hard time setting boundaries. So this is what we struggle with. We feel like we have to be constantly working, and that's very clear for a special corporate culture where people routinely stay after like the normal hours and work on the weekends just to get ahead. So there is that relentless pressure that doesn't respect the need for rest and recovery. And yes, I'm sounding a little judgy there and a little maybe irritated, but that's okay. I'll take that. I feel like the fire of realization of what's going on around me really helps me to take accountability and take responsibility for my own patterns. And again, there's this capitalist ideal moving on with our beliefs of self-reliance and individual responsibility that end up at with us in us taking, first of all, more than we can handle, also having difficulty not delegate, and feeling like we have to be great in everything and everywhere, not just work, but like life and general partnership, raising our kids, etc. We just like fill our plate with so much stuff to do, and ended up neglecting our needs. And capitalism demanding of that constant productivity is definitely a conducive environment for us to be doing so. We can skip meals, sacrifice sleep, forgo social activities, done that so many times. Even when I worked as a social work intern in my internship in second year of grad school, yeah, that's like a different story, I guess. Grad school, I was really not eating. I was sacrificing sleep. I was going out though, so something that I kept to keep me sane. And just a couple more things about so in terms of capitalism and toxic productivity and how capitalism reinforces it. Capitalism's fast-paced and high-stakes environment fosters that constant sense of urgency, like we gotta be going at all times. So we just feel like this constant feeling of being on edge because we have to stay competitive and drive ourselves to constantly work and at the expense of our health and our relationship. And lastly, the capitalist believes that we need to be constantly working because that's what feeds the capitalism goals, you know, that continuous cycle of overwork and high demands. But again, because of that pressure, we end up totally emotionally exhausted and drained. We just like have given it all, you know, and have not taken anything for ourselves to restore. And that definitely slanted those kind of relationship. And of my goal is here is not to prove you that, you know, all is lost. We're just locked in into this dysfunctional system and we cannot go anywhere. So we just need to give up and surrender to toxic productivity. And again, that's not the goal, but the goal is just to start looking into our beliefs and disowning those there are not ours. We need to stop blaming and criticizing ourselves for not having it all together as if it was our personal fault. We live in a system that is not helping us to do so. to get it all together and still feel happy. That system reinforces the underlying state for all of that, which is flight and fight or survival state of our nervous system. This is not where we thrive, people. We thrive when we are regulated. So when we are starting off our self-care practice and nervous system regulation flow, we need to remember that we are playing on a field that is not just designed to support it. So it makes it only so much more important for us to take responsibility for what's happening while also working in the field, still in that same field, but you can take your power back in smaller, bigger chunks. And actually, this is would be my question to you. I know we didn't get to exploring high functioning anxiety per se, but I think you can already sense, I said the word anxiety so many times, that beliefs that drive toxic productivity are so very much interconnected with those beliefs that drive anxiety, or more so the lifestyle choices of not taking breaks, overcommitting ourselves. They are very much conducive to anxiety because it's a perfect fertile ground for our nervous system to get dysregulated when we are not pushing pause at all times. So for me, my curiosity would be, how are you thinking, feeling about this toxic productivity topic? Like, what are the small and big ways you're taking your power back? What is the smallest little thing that you can do, maybe even today, that you have been putting off when it comes to nurturing your needs, slowing down, whatever that looks like for you, taking those 5 minutes, extra to do your walk? I don't know. Like, let me know, how do you take your power back? I really would love to hear and put all of your answers together and share them in the next episode. So feel free to email at hello@mybloomingheart.com. Hello@mybloomingheart.com. I think it's easy to remember. Or go on my Instagram, shoot me a DM, my Blooming Heart Therapy. That's my current Instagram handle, My Blooming Heart Therapy. And if you like this episode and you find that you could share it with somebody else, feel free to press copy that link and send it off. Maybe sharing to your stories in Instagram, maybe share it in a personal DM. I do it all the time, sharing podcasts, and I really am have a list of people who can benefit from certain topics, just like in my head. Because we're all in this together. We can definitely help each other out and empower each other to stop those cycles because it's up to us to do so. So thank you so much for being here with me. I'll see you in my emails, hopefully, or in DMs on Instagram. Thank you so much. And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.